This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Recently, I was invited to join educational leaders from across the United States, China, Denmark, the United Kingdom, Italy, Russia, Costa Rica, Finland, Singapore, and Canada. I represented our school district at the 5th Annual Conference of the Global K-12 Education Research Association in Shijiazhuang, Hebei Province, China. In this episode, I'm sharing the audio version of the speech that I presented at this conference on cultivating student leadership skills. I hope you enjoy the speech and you get a deeper understanding of my passion for elevating student voice and my motivation for leading on behalf of and for students, their education, their inspiration, their innovation, and their engagement. It is an honor to be here in your school. It is an honor to be here in your country. It is an honor to be here among so many wonderful educators, so many wonderful experts from all around the world. So thank you. My name is Mike Lubelfeld. I'm the superintendent of schools in North Shore School District 112 in Highland Park, Illinois. In a moment, I'll show you on a map where that is. It's near Chicago. Together with my good friend, Nick Polyak, I've been blessed with opportunity to go around the world and learn from people like yourselves and to lead with people like yourselves and to take learning, leading, unlearning, and student voice from invisible to invaluable. So this is a map that gives you a visual perspective of where I come from, where we live. If you know the Great Lakes of the United States, there's 5 of them. Lake Michigan is the most beautiful, and that is where my school district is. We're on the shores of Lake Michigan, 25 miles north of Chicago, and about 25 miles south of the Wisconsin border. So, today's leaders need to connect with and empower students. To accomplish true success, we believe that we need to give students a voice in their own education. The premise of my speech today is that student voice is often, for some inconceivable reason, invisible. As you can see on the slide, I was lucky to be in your beautiful country last year. So I was with the College Board in Beijing and Chongqing. And I learned last year that in China, students are the center of education. And I learned last year, visiting some wonderful Chinese students with other leaders from around the United States and Canada, that there's a lot to be learned from our Chinese friends. So it's wonderful to be back. As I mentioned, Nick and I have been blessed to travel around the world spreading our messages of leadership and hope. This is an image from some time we spent in Australia sharing with folks there how to spread the word around. Here you've got some images from my visit last year. And again, through public diplomacy and global exchange, we build friendship and we can build harmony and we can build relationships forever. Now, with respect to student voice, the failure to systematically include students and listen to their viewpoints is a contributing factor which explains why some schools around my country, the United States, and why some schools around the world have changed little since the 19th century, as Nick was illustrating. This book, Student Voice, explores many topics ranging from digital citizenship to teacher evaluation. And we sincerely believe that by leveraging the voice of students as collaborative leaders, true school and educational transformation can and will occur. Our work engaging students into leadership and decision-making stem from 2 large central questions. Why should today's school leaders engage student voice from a leadership perspective as collaborators in leading? And how can today's school leaders engage student voice from a leadership perspective as collaborators in leading? Core beliefs that drive our work are directly based on research. These beliefs in the research include that the single most impactful person in a student's learning journey is the teacher. The second most impactful is the principal. And this comes from Marzano and Waters, 2005 research. If the teacher is a manager and the principal is a leader, congruence in the approaches of engaging the student in his own learning must exist. Additionally, confidence is necessary to amplify student voice in our schools. One of the five exemplary practices of leadership from Kuzis and Posner is enable others to act. Enabling others to act is the behavior of a confident leader. Leaders who understand the strengths of their employees and their potential for more responsibility feel confident in enabling others to take control and initiative. Enabling is a leadership behavior, while controlling and directing is a management behavior. We submit that taking student voice from invisible to invaluable reflects the choices made by confident leaders. Leaders in the classroom, teachers, and leaders in the office, principals, and leaders in the central office, superintendents, must exist at all levels to truly listen to student voice and for school evolution and even transformation to be possible. Throughout our work in schools, we continually work to show why this paradigm shift leading to an increase in student voice is necessary, and we give tips and techniques on how to get the work done. One example of how to incorporate student voice into leadership is about a student named Kyla, shown here on the screen. She is unusually talented in the area of technology and digital learning. On her own, she made a series of digital citizenship training lessons for kindergarten through third grade students when she herself was in middle school. She later expanded the lessons to all elementary and middle schools, and she has spoken around the United States in person and also at a TEDx conference in Chicago. So years ago, when we were looking to create a parent workshop in education series on digital citizenship and the digital transformation from a limited technology in the schools to a one-to-one experience, we chose Kyla. Then a ninth grade student, she kicked off the workshop as the keynote speaker. Kyla was outstanding, poised, powerful in her impact. The impact of student voice made a far greater influence on the parents than we administrators could have done. Through Kyla's student lens and worldview, the compelling why of the district transformation made far more sense to the parents in the audience. The parents were also more willing to be vulnerable and ask Kyla's questions they might have been too proud to ask we adults about what the parents should do for their own children in terms of cyber safety. Through deliberate elevation and partnership with our main clients and customers, our students, we have proven that a truly collaborative and engaged process is possible, plausible, preferred, and practical. Student voice is a topic we will help employ and move collaboration with students from superficial to significant. This transformation to incorporating students as leadership partners is, and not just clients, is truly a win-win for students and for leaders. Educators must simply do two things to begin the paradigm shift necessary to take this forward. The first is easy. Believe in the brilliance of your students. The second is hard. Relinquish some element of control. Our examples of student voice and student leadership are meant to help walk you through both of these steps while focusing on precise areas of potential change within your school, your classroom, or your district. Our belief in Kyla's brilliance paid dividends toward parent education and overall digital citizenship. Through problem analysis and deliberate work and planning, any school can replicate meaningful and impactful student voice and engagement in their systems tomorrow. As practitioner scientists, we try to provide examples from the field to share how valuable and impactful student voice is and can become in any system where leveraged appropriately. Around the world, many educational leaders are implementing various forms of personalized learning. The synergy between student learning and growth and teacher direction and knowledge grow exponentially when student voice is real, true, and authentic. Long gone are the days where compliance rules the priorities of teachers and schools. We examine personalized learning and how student voice can be amplified through personalized learning environments. We're encouraged by the groups like Education Reimagined, who see the current school-centered education system transformed into one that's truly learner-centered. It is a future with thriving learners surrounded by engaged and dedicated educators, parents, and communities. They, Education Reimagined, offer their vision as a beacon for all those dedicated to transforming education. Shown on the screen, their North Star grouping is aligned with our experiences, our observations, research, and practice as it relates to transforming educational systems from the current 19th century teacher adult-centered oriented ones to the 21st and 22nd centuries and beyond. Our vision is for student learner-centered systems that we are compelled to create. As we wrote about in the Unlearning Leader, Leading for Tomorrow's Schools Today, we all must unlearn so that we can learn and relearn. Change is not an optional process. These pathways can be replicated and refined with student leadership experiences in real life through their schooling experiences. Student voice does not just happen. The success of this fundamental shift in how we do school is dependent upon shared vision, deliberate engagement, and by teaching students how to be a part of the process. Another example of student voice and empowerment can be seen in our district's newly formed Modern Learning Committee. The committee itself The Modern Learning Committee in our district has 7 students, 1 parent, 8 teachers, and 7 administrators. In their work defining what modern learning is and can be, they have produced a portrait of a graduate. In this portrait of a graduate, they have also conducted reality checks and desired outcomes. In teams of 1 student and 2 teachers or administrators, they looked carefully at each of the portrait descriptions and held thoughtful and meaningful assessments of the current state of affairs in the schools. With student leaders at the table as equal participants with the teachers and administrators, the conversations were real, authentic, and impactful. Who better to share thoughts on their aspirational visions of our portrait of a graduate than the future graduates themselves? With this type of engaged partner leadership, we allow future generations to bear witness to transform systems of schooling and society. Long gone are the days of sage on the stage in order to support the guide on the side. Leaders can engage students and establish new norms so their input becomes invaluable. This is a call to action for all people interested in transforming education and to improving the world. The learning purposes of this work in making student voice invaluable in leadership include calls to establish purpose and reinforce the how and why for including student voice in leadership decision making. Provide leaders with actionable case studies and examples from the field for implementation to follow. Model and share new ways of incorporating authentic student voice. Provide additional voices on topics on progressing with student voice from invisible to invaluable. The context helps frame where we've been, where we are, and where we propose to go in school leadership. Recently, the conversation about why education is still stuck in the 19th century structures has permeated discussions across the United States. We're sharing a call to action that will propel us into the future with learners and student voice at the center of leadership, planning, and transformation. From an American historical perspective, we look to 19th century New England to get some background on the how and what of the American system of schooling. Upon becoming Secretary of Education in Massachusetts, In 1837, Horace Mann worked to create a statewide system of professional teachers based on the Prussian model of common schools, which referred to the belief that everyone was entitled to the same content in education. Horace Mann's early efforts focused primarily on elementary education and on preparing teachers. One important technique Mann learned in Prussia and first introduced in Massachusetts in 1848 was age grading. Students were assigned by age to different grades and progressed through them. Previously, schools had often been single groups of students with ages ranging from 6 to 14 years. It's also interesting, or shocking, to note that Horace Mann's Prussian-inspired system of age grade organization in schools still exists in the United States. Since 1848, we in education have accepted the concept that all children with the same age are best suited together for all learning experiences in school. 171 years later, in 2019, we ask, is this system relevant in today's information age? Why has it been in place for more than a century and a half? The one-room schoolhouse method of organization appears to have endured for nearly two centuries. Do we have to wait until the Prussian model is also two centuries old prior to changing? We contend the next iteration of schools and schooling must reflect the input and voice of students for maximizing success, growth, and evolution. Nearly two centuries into the age-based system, it's time to rethink our structures and worldview. Providing opportunities for students to share their voices is important. We as educators also need to take efforts to help our students find their voices. At Leiden, where Nick and Tatiana serve, more than half of the students come from lower income families. We want our students to excel academically, but we also want them to develop a passion for community service and caring for others. We also want them to be ready to leave high school and compete in a global society. How do you do all this when the resources in the families might be limited? Well, in their district, they created a global service learning trips each summer. They send students to Mexico to volunteer at orphanages and rural schools, and they send students to Peru and the Dominican Republic, as pictured here, a trip to Peru, to build homes and greenhouses for families. Our school districts fund these trips and give students these international experiences and opportunities to serve others in need. One of the students who attended one of these Peru trips was named Mike. Mike came back from his trip to Peru and told Nick about the impact it had on his life. He saw children there living in poverty, dealing with abuse and neglect. As he left the school district to begin his college studies, that experience shaped his direction and his future plans. He decided to pursue a career in psychology and social work in order to help students deal with and overcome obstacles in their lives. He wants to help students like the ones he saw in Peru make that be his life's work. What we do in our schools should not be about maximizing test scores and school rankings. What we should be doing is helping our students find their voices. We can then partner with them as we lead and work towards the future. This is what school is all about. Let's stop limiting student learning and growth. Let's stop stifling creativity. Let's re-engage our students and increase their excitement and energy as they progress through their education. Let's reverse the current trends of disengagement as children become educated. Let's make student voice invaluable instead of invisible. Looking to the visions of like the Education Reimagined Transformational Vision for Education, we frame our work in both concept and practice. If you read student voice from invisible to invaluable, we hope you'll know why and how to move learner-centered, student-involved leadership. It's not only necessary, but it's inevitable for our society to grow and prepare for the future. This is our message. Leading with student voice at the center of focus is about incorporating student input and student presence into decision-making and school improvement planning. This requires philosophical changes, paradigm changes, behavioral changes from adults in our schools in order to ensure success. It is possible, it is rewarding, it is necessary. And before I close, I want to share an image with you. We're proud to show you that within a year, our book, Student Voice, will be here in the People's Republic of China, published in Chinese in partnership with Hohai University Press in Nanjing. Thank you very much. Hashem. Through leadership opportunities and experiences like those in which I've just participated at the K-12 GERA, our district, its schools, the students we serve, and the teachers and support staff that we support can become even better and stronger and more impactful than if we limited our views and experiences through narrow lenses of local existence and local paradigms. I'm grateful to the Board of Education for supporting broad-based educational experiences for our students, its leaders, and the educators. I'm grateful to the professional leadership organizations for unending support and creative growth opportunities. I'm grateful for outstanding superintendents, professors, headmasters, principals, and others supporting my leadership, stretching my points of views and skill sets so I can be better and more effective and more impactful here in District 112. Please continue to stay informed about our district via our website, Twitter, our hashtag 112Leads, this podcast, Lighthouse 112, our school's Facebook pages, and news and information. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.